Yeah, it was such a big performance. You know, I thought for 80 minutes, 87 minutes of the game, we dominated from start to finish, which that was great for us with, as I said, the run of results that we've been on. And I don't think all season we've played as well through 90 minutes. And, you know, I know it's not pretty sometimes out there, but to go out and perform in second half, we came straight out the traps and we know we needed the goal. So it's really pleasing performance, I think, to try and get back on a run now and get as many wins as possible to get up the table.
Was starting brightly, even though you didn't get that goal in the first half, perhaps maybe even the most important thing today? There have been games in the past where you've almost been a second half team, but today it was a full 90 minutes. You came out, you took the game to them straight away.
Yeah, definitely. You know, the way the manager had us organised and he worked on things all week and how he wanted us to do things, and he had us well organised when we didn't have the ball. When we had the ball, wanted us getting it down and playing, spoke a lot to us in the week about things, and you know, it was nice for us to go out there and put it all into place and that type of performance. I just knew at the end of the first half, I just knew they were gone, you know, because we were keeping the ball so well, and Neil and Harry were getting at the back and they were stuck on the halfway line. They cut the crowd, you could see we were getting very anxious, but they were just out on their feet. They'd worked so hard, you know. Shrewsbury had to, they just couldn't get the ball back off as we were keeping it so well. Big Kevin and that, he was dictating things into Big Dave, and you know, everybody played a massive part today. It was a brilliant performance, so it was pleasing on the eye as well, I think.
What about your performance? Do you feel that's the best that maybe you've played for a while?
I don't know. I mean, I was due it, you know. Nobody's, you know, the way results are going and that, everybody was just really disappointed the way things have been going, you know, for me personally as well. It hasn't been great, you know. It's not from a lack of trying. It's just not going sometimes. And, you know, the thing is, when you're a player, you know, people think you have this probably a great life, this and that and all, but with the amount of work you put in and trying to put it onto the pitch then on the Saturday and it doesn't come off, you know, you take it home, which, and it's really disappointing. So, I mean, I'm just so happy we got a win today, and for everybody involved, the club, supporters, all the staff and that, because it's been hard the last month or two since Boxing Day. We hadn't had a win, and it's been really hard for everybody involved. So it's just nice that we can get that win now, and hopefully we can kick on and build on it. I think that's what's important.
And it's important that you highlight that, because sometimes, you know, fans or media don't know how much it affects the players. We've talked to you a few times over the last month, and you've said, you know, it really does hurt me. And I think even as you're the captain, you almost take a bit more responsibility for it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you've got to be out the good with the smooth, you know. As I say, as players, we're all quick enough to take all the plaudits that go with winning and, you know, playing good football and that, the way things have been going the past 18 months. But the last, month since sort of Christmas time, it's been really difficult because things haven't gone away, and you have to be able to take that in the chin, and we have, you know. And people, you know, aren't happy with fans and that and all. They get a bit edgy, and, you know, they have their right to their say, but it's just nice to turn it around, you know, not for me personally, for everybody at the club, you know, because we're all working hard to try and get the club back up into the Championship. You're not going to win every game. You're going to have runs of form, which we had, you know, most way through the start of the season. We were on a great run and we're taking all the plaudits, but unfortunately with the football, you're not going to be able to play. You know, you're not going to win 42 games, and you're not probably going to go unbeaten 42 games in this division. You're going to have bad periods, and it's how you react to it. And hopefully now that's the start of us trying to get back on a run and reacting to the bit of trouble that we've had.
In fairness, in the last few weeks, your away performances have been pretty good. Is it the home form really that's the crucial thing here? Are you feeling any more pressure at Bramall Lane?
I think there's no doubt about it. I don't think it's a pressure. It's just we ain't gone about our business the right way at home. I think, you know, and it's something I'm well aware of. But, you know, the way we play today, we can put that sort of stamp of authority on next Saturday's game. I'm sure there won't be a problem. But obviously we've got a massive game in Bury before that. It's going to be really difficult. They've picked up another great result today. They seem to be on a good run of form. And with Kevin Blackwell and that involved, it'll, you know, it'll be an even bigger game. So it's going to be a massive game for us on Tuesday 1st. And, you know, I think the most important thing is we try and get a result out of that game and then look to the home form. But it has been an issue, you know, but I'm sure it's something again after Tuesday's game that we'll be working on and trying to put our stamp our authority on the game. I mean, the game against Coventry, the way we finished that game, second half, I thought we were outstanding, and it was unfortunate to lose the game the way we did. You know, they were out on their feet after the first 10 minutes of that second half, and we just probably didn't take the chances and that we had to finish them off. And, you know, hopefully, you know, next week we can sort of put someone away and keep building on the results that we had today. I mean, I suppose it all starts on Tuesday now against Bury.